A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night the Marlins continued their three-game set with the Giants at AT&T Park in San Francisco, California, and what a night it was. Left-hander Chris O'Grady was making his Major League debut. He went toe-to-toe against veteran right-hander Jeff Samardzija, and well, Mr. O'Grady, very happy at night's end. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, tonight in San Francisco, the Marlins started fast, and then in the end, they were able to hang on for dear life. They beat the Giants 5-4 for Chris O'Grady, a win in his Major League debut. For the Marlins, a series win in San Francisco. They've won the first two in this three-game set. Last night, the Marlins scored four in the first against the Giants. Tonight, facing Jeff Samardzija, they again jumped on San Francisco early in that first leadoff single by D. Gordon. D. was at second with one out for Christian Yelich.
Samardzija comes set. Here's the pitch. And this ball is hit hard down the left field line. It is going to be a fair ball. It takes one hop off the wall and left. Here comes D around third. He'll score. It's an opposite field double for Christian Yelich that gives the Marlins a 1-0 first inning lead.
So Yelich was in scoring position for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch, and a ball hit the other way to his left. Unable to get it, his panic. It's out into right field. Here comes Yelich around. He'll score. And Ozuna goes the other way and brings Yelich in from second. It's 2-0 Marlins.
Marlins had that 2-0 lead into the bottom of the first when Chris O'Grady took the mound to make his Major League debut. O'Grady, the 27-year-old, released by the Angels at the end of spring training this year. Signed with the Marlins organization, went to AAA New Orleans in early May, and after 12 games, 9 starts in the PCL, here he is tonight making his first big league start. A lot of friends and family on hand, had to be a lot of butterflies for O'Grady at the outset, and he walked two of the first three batters he faced in the bottom of the first, Denard Span leading off the game, then with one out Hunter Pence, but he's able to come back and strike out Buster Posey, an A-lister for first Major League game. Then he got Brandon Belt to pop to first base, and he was out of that first inning still with a 2-0 lead. He would allow a leadoff hit, but that was all in the second. He set down the side 1-2-3 in the third. And with the Marlins still leading 2-0, headed to the fourth inning, Justin Bour led off against Jeff Samardzija. 1-0 to Bour is in the air. Well hit left center and deep. Span goes back at the wall. Goodbye, Justin Bour with his 20th. And the Marlins take a 3-0 lead on Samardzija. Bour joins Giancarlo Stanton and Marcelo Ozuna to give the Marlins 320 home run hitters before the All-Star break for the first time in their history. So O'Grady had a three-run cushion thanks to his George Mason teammate Justin Bour, but in the bottom of the fourth, the Giants finally able to break through with one out, a double by Brandon Belt, and with two outs, Brandon Crawford at the plate. And the 1-1 to Crawford, line drive to left, that's going to go down for a hit, that's going to put the Giants on the board. Belt around third, he's going to score. Cutting it off quickly, firing in towards second, Ozuna. He'll hold Crawford to a single, but the Giants break through in the fourth. It's a 3-1 game. Marlins got that run right back in the fifth inning, a one-out double from Giancarlo, and with two outs, a big hit from Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch, and a ball lined up the middle. That's a base hit. Charged by the center fielder, Span. Here comes Stanton. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off. They throw to second. Sliding in safely. Marcelo Ozuna safe at second base. And the Marlins have a 4-1 lead.
And Chris O'Grady was rolling along in his Major League debut. He set down the side in order in the bottom of the fifth. Got the first out in the sixth inning. Hunter Pence and a fly ball to center. But then Buster Posey doubled. Marlins got the bullpen busy. Giants making some noise. Posey at second for Brandon Belt.
Here's the pitch. And a ball laced down the left field line. It is a fair ball that goes to the corner. Coming around third is Posey. He'll score. And pulling up at second with another double, Brandon Belt. And they pull to within two of the Marlins. It's Miami 4, San Francisco 2.
That would be it for Chris O'Grady, done after 5 1/3 innings and 81 pitches in his Major League debut. Drew Steckenrider came out of the bullpen to face Jae Gyun Hwang, and he walked the Giants' third baseman. That put two men on with one out in the sixth inning. A wild pitch from the new reliever, Harlan Garcia, who came out to face the lefty batter Crawford, sent the men to second and third, so trailing by a couple. Giants had two men in scoring position for Crawford.
Crawford back in there, three balls, two strikes. Big pitch for Garcia. Here it is, and a ball pulled slowly. first base side. D. Gordon shovels it past the first in time for the out at first base, and a run scores.
It was a magnificent play by D for the second out, but it was a one-run game at that point. The tying man was at third. Garcia then got Corkys Hernandez to pop to third to escape the sixth. Marlins with a narrow lead, but a lead nonetheless at 4-3. Chris O'Grady, 5 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs in his major league debut. He walked 2, struck out 4, 81 pitches, 48 strikes. This game would stay 4-3 Marlins through 7. Jeff Samardzija went the first 7 for the Giants, allowed 9 hits and 4 runs, a walk, 5 Ks. The Boer homer, he threw 106 pitches, 75 strikes. After Garcia got out of the 6th inning, Kyle Bearclaw issued a leadoff walk in the bottom of the 7th, but he retired the next 3, Span, Panic, and Pence. So we went to the 8th inning, Marlins up by a run. David Phelps with a perfect bottom of the 8th, so we went to the 9th. Marlins 4 and the Giants 3. In the top of the 9th, George Contos, who had gotten the last 2 outs in the 8th inning, allowed a leadoff double to JT Riddle. Pinch hitter Ichiro, a sack bunt that got Riddle down to 3rd with 1 out. With the infield in, D. Gordon hit a ground ball to the left of the 2nd baseman Panic. He made a diving play. Riddle stayed at 3rd. Panic was able to throw to 1st to get the out on Gordon for the 2nd out. So the Marlins looking to add an insurance run, leading by 1. Had a man at 3rd with 2 outs in the 9th. Giancarlo with the plate.
Here's the pitch, and it shoots to the backstop. Here comes Riddle, and Riddle will score. And the Marlins pick up the add-on run on a wild pitch by George Contos. It is a 5-3 Marlins lead here in the 9th.
No, we knew at the time that was a big run, but little did we know just how big it would be. A.J. Ramos with a 2-run lead for the bottom of the 9th. He walked the leadoff man Crawford after he struck out the pinch hitter Miguel Gomez. He allowed a base hit to Connor Gillespie. That put the tying men on base. 1st and 3rd, 1 out in the 9th inning. Mac Williamson pinch ran at first base for Gillespie. A.J. came back to strike out Denard Span for the 2nd out, but the Giants would not go down without a fight in this one. They had run into the corners with 2 outs in the 9th, and Joe Panic coming up.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a line drive base hit out into right center. That'll get one home. Digging for 3rd is Williamson, and he'll make it. And the Giants have scored here against A.J. Ramos. And it's a 5-4 game with the tying run at 3rd base and the winning run at 1st base and 2 outs.
And for the Giants, one of their veteran leaders, Hunter Pence at the plate with the ball game hanging in the balance.
Pence back in there, and A.J.'s ready. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He struck him out, and the Marlins win the game. A.J. Ramos with a huge strikeout gets Hunter Pence for the final out after the Giants scored a run on 2 hits and a walk and had the tying run 90 feet from home and the winning run on base.
The A.J. escape in the 9th, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers, the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Marlins win it 5-4 here in San Francisco. For Miami, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 6 runners left on base. For the Giants, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Chris O'Grady, the winner in his major league debut, 1-0. Jeff Samardzija, the loser, 4-10. For A.J. Ramos, save number 16 and 17 tries. Time of the game, 3 hours, 1 minute, in front of 41,483. Marlins are 5-4 in the road trip with 1 to go. They've won 5 of 7. They improved to 40-46 overall this year. Now 19-25 on the road. With this victory, their 2nd to begin this 3-game series, they clinched the series win. Last time the Marlins won a road series in San Diego, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, a long time ago. They had played 10 road series since. They had lost 6. They had split 4. They will win this series here in San Francisco. Meanwhile, the Giants fall to 34-55, 21 games under 500. They dropped 26 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West. The last time the Giants were that far out of first place in July, 1902. It's been a long, long time. Giants now 17-23 here at AT&T Park.
Marlins over the Giants in Game 2 last night. Game 3 comes your way this afternoon at 4:05. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, and again, maybe you're doing that 5K electric run last night and you couldn't join us for the ball game, or if it just got too late, your Fish family bonus code this morning, that would be Cable Cars. Very iconic in San Francisco. Cable Cars is the Fish family bonus code. 4:05 this afternoon at AT&T Park in San Francisco, California. Matt Cain for the Giants. Jose Ureña closes out the first half for the Marlins. We'll be on the air at 3:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.